I will confess, there are some interviews for this show that sent me driving hundreds of miles just to meet the person who could share the story. However, in all of my years, I've never gone to the lengths today's guest went to get the interview he wanted. He ditched school and began to hitchhike. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Milt Tarotti served in Vietnam and spent 26 years in the armed forces. He's been recording and writing the stories of veterans for most of his life.
No, I wrote the first one when I was 13 years old. The guy was 109.
That first interview as a young teen was with a veteran who was the last of an era.
I heard it on the radio about Albert Wilson being in a hospital in Duluth, Minnesota, and he was the last survivor of the Civil War.
Milt was fascinated with the thought that the last veteran of the Civil War was in a hospital relatively close to him. However, what happened next was something the 13-year-old did on his own.
So after Mom and Dad went to work, I grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil, and I hitchhiked 78 miles to Duluth, and I found the hospital, found his room.
And upon arriving at his room, he found a veteran willing to share his story with someone about 85 years his junior.
And we talked. I took notes, went home, hitchhiked back, wrote his story, and then I asked Grandpa to drive me back 3 weeks later so I wouldn't get in trouble again.
Not only had Milt taken extensive notes from that interview, but he had crafted those details into a personal story of the last living veteran of the Civil War.
And I gave Albert his story in his bed. He was sitting in bed smoking a cigar. He was a drummer boy in the Civil War. And he has a monument at Gettysburg designating him as the last survivor. So off and on, for 67 years, I've been doing veteran oral histories.
That interview was the first of many such veteran stories that Milt would record, write, and share so that their stories would be remembered. But there's much more to this story, because the important stories of veterans are still being recorded and shared yet today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.